This is VOA News via a modem. Tommy McNeil. The Taliban are marking a year since they seized the Afghan capital of Kabul. The rapid takeover triggered a hasty escape of the nation's Western-backed leaders, sent the economy into a tailspin, and has fundamentally transformed the country. On Monday, bearded Taliban fighters staged small victory parades on foot, bicycles, and motorcycles in the streets of the capital. One small group marched past the former U.S. embassy chanting "Long Live Islam" and "Death to America." A year after the dramatic day, much has changed in Afghanistan. The former insurgents struggle to govern and remain internationally isolated. The economic downturn has driven millions more Afghans into poverty and even hunger, as the flow of foreign aid slowed to a trickle. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen has met with a delegation of U.S. Congress members in a further sign of support among American lawmakers for the self-governing island that China claims as its own territory. The meeting on Monday comes less than 2 weeks after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit, which prompted days of threatening military exercises by China, including the firing of missiles over the island and into the Taiwan Strait. Fallout continues and questions remain after a fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services in Egypt's capital Sunday, quickly filling it with the thick black smoke and killing 41 worshippers, including at least 15 children. Several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors of the church to try to escape the intense flames, according to witnesses. 16 people were injured, including 4 policemen involved in the rescue effort. The case of the blaze at the church in the working-class neighborhood of Mbabo was not immediately known or the cause. This is VOA News. An Iranian government official has denied that Tehran was involved in the assault on author Salman Rushdie. However, the remarks on Monday by Nasser Kanani, the spokesman of Iran's foreign ministry, justified the stabbing in remarks that represented the Islamic Republic's first public comments on the attack. The spokesman said that Iran does not consider anyone deserving reproach, blame, or even condemnation except for Rushdie himself and his supporters. Iran has in the past denied carrying out operations abroad targeting dissidents in the year since the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution, despite prosecutors and Western governments attributing such attacks to Tehran. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi pledged to raise millions out of poverty and turn India into a developed country in the next quarter century as he marked 75 years since independence from British rule. Wearing a flowing cream-colored turban printed with small stripes of orange, white, and green, Modi addressed the country Monday from New Delhi, saying the world was looking toward India to help resolve global issues. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a statement celebrating Indian Independence Day, said the two countries are indispensable partners. Modi said billions of dollars were being invested in the country's future as a manufacturing hub. In his 80-minute speech, Modi made no reference to India's tense ties with neighbors to Pakistan and China, nor any steps to improve the relations there. Germany's environment minister says the mass die-off of fish in the Oder River is an ecological catastrophe and is not clear yet how long it will take the river to recover. Steffi Lemke spoke Sunday at a news conference alongside her Polish counterpart, Anna Moskwa. Moskwa said the cause of the mass die-off of fish has not yet been determined. The meeting took place in a Polish city in the Oder River. Both ministers said that they were focused now on doing what they can do to limit the damage. 10 tons of dead fish were removed last week from the river, which runs along the border between Poland and Germany before flowing into the Baltic Sea. Mexico's president has begun exploring plans to sidestep Congress to hand formal control of the National Guard to the Army, a move that could extend the military's control over policing in a country with high levels of violence. That has raised country-wide concerns because President Andrés Manuel López Obrador won approval for creating the force in 2019 by pledging in the Constitution that it would be under nominal civilian control and that the Army would be off the streets by 2024. There is more at VOANews.com. Again, VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.